This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. At least 304 people are dead in Haiti after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake Saturday. Haiti's Civil Protection Agency said at least 1,800 people are injured and more remain missing. There have been several aftershocks. The damage is widespread. The tremor struck about 125 kilometers west of the capital, Port-au-Prince, at a depth of 10 kilometers, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who took office just 3 weeks ago, said the government was mobilizing aid to the affected areas. He has declared a month-long state of emergency for the country. Henri became prime minister after the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse on July 7th. He told AP the most important thing at present is to recover as many survivors as possible under the rubble. He said local hospitals are overwhelmed with the wounded. Henri also said the needs of the people are, in his words, enormous. He said they need food, aid, shelter, and psychological support. Prime Minister later boarded a flight to Lakai in the southwest of the island nation. Lakai is the largest town near the epicenter. Officials say it has collapsed buildings and major damage. Rescue workers are searching for survivors. People in Port-au-Prince felt the tremor and many rushed into the streets in fear, but AP reported there did not appear to be damage there. The tremor was felt as far away as Cuba and Jamaica, although there were no reports of damage or injuries in those countries. At magnitude 7.2, the earthquake was bigger and shallower than the magnitude 7 quake that struck Haiti in 2010, killing up to 300,000 people. To make matters worse, the U.S. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Grace is likely to hit Haiti Monday or Tuesday. This is VOA News. The White House said Saturday that U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris were briefed Saturday morning about the Haiti quake. President Biden said in a statement he is saddened by the devastating earthquake and what he said is already a challenging time for the people of Haiti, referring to the July 7th assassination of the president and the political strife underlying the murder. Biden said he and the vice president, quote, send our deepest condolences to all who lost a loved one or saw their homes and businesses destroyed. He added that the United States remains a close and enduring friend to the people of Haiti. The president has authorized an immediate response by the U.S. and named U.S. Agency for International Development Administrator Samantha Power to coordinate the effort, according to the White House. Other countries are also offering to help Haiti, including Argentina and Chile. President Biden on Saturday authorized another 1,000 troops to go to Afghanistan to assist in the evacuation of U.S. personnel and other allies from Kabul as Taliban insurgents draw closer to the Afghan capital. That's in addition to the 3,000 troops President Biden ordered to Afghanistan earlier this week. Biden's announcement comes as the Taliban have swept through most of the country, taking 24 out of 34 Afghan provincial capitals over the past week. The insurgent offensive captured several capitals on Saturday, including the fourth largest northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif. The advances have raised fears of an imminent attack on Kabul, where Western countries are scrambling to remove their citizens. Flooding caused by heavy rains in regions around the Black Sea have left at least 57 people dead in Turkey and forced the evacuation of hundreds in southern Russia. Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Management Directorate said the flooding destroyed dozens of homes and several roads and bridges and cut off electricity to hundreds of villages. Across the Black Sea, heavy rains also triggered widespread flooding in southern Russia, forcing the evacuation of more than 1,500 people in the Krasnodar region, including nearly 1,000 children from summer camps, according to officials. Ivory Coast has confirmed its first case of the Ebola hemorrhagic virus in 25 years. The health minister and the World Health Organization said separately on Saturday. Health Minister Pierre Dimba said on national television that it was an isolated case of an 18-year-old girl who traveled from neighboring Guinea. The World Health Organization said in a statement that Ivory Coast confirmed the country's first case of Ebola since 1994. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.